KFYO 739 Friday morning with Mayor Glenn Robertson with Colin Smack. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we'll just go ahead and pull the sledgehammer out and just whack.
Let's just start at the top, shall we? Is it the bottom?
Maybe we'll start at the bottom. It depends on your perception.
As the dais turns. Okay. Here's the thing. A lot of people are anxious and wondering about this, frothing at the mouth, wanting to hear your response about this. Okay. Apparently, Victor Hernandez has made a post on his Facebook page, saying, that you're a bully and, that you have thrown people out of your office. And, I can say that he has thrown me out of his office before.
Well, Tom, that's kind of a common occurrence, I think, isn't it?
Well, actually, he was mimicking Patty Jones and saying, get out.
Remember that I weigh 152 pounds. let's get that on the record first.
Okay. Anyway, so the accusation is there's anger management and stuff like that and, issues and whatnot. Anyway, just in all fairness, just from first blush, I look at some photos that are posted on the internet because, Glenn's viral now. Victor's been
that
viral
didn't
for
sound
a while.
Good.
You've been infected.
No,
you've
man.
Been
I'm
infected. No, but.
But it's a picture of you describe the picture, kind of, someone hasn't seen it yet.
I just don't. The picture doesn't represent the anger management issues that have been alleged. Now, the thing is Glenn's.
It just looks like you guys are face to face.
Well, yeah. Well, you're face to face, and your hands on the chair back. And the only exception that is contrary to the anger management issues that are alleged against you is Victor's the one with his finger in your face. So, anyway, what do you say about that?
Well, it's one of those situations. I have to work with Mr. Hernandez for at the bare minimum the next 3.5 to 4 months. So, I'm going to put this behind us. I'm going to call Mr. Hernandez next week. I'm going to let the emotions die down and sit down with Victor and see if we can agree that, this city, the budget that we need to be worried about right now, the issues that we've had with LPNL, these are much bigger issues and put this behind us and go down the road. I'm not going to get into any debate with anybody at the public level. We're going to put this behind us and try to take care of city business.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. Anyway, last night, a lot of discussion about various things, stormwater rates, property tax rates, that 1.23 cents. The biggie, I guess, was LPNL. And where are we standing on that? Because I know the utility board came out yesterday and they said, late day before, we made a mistake in what we said, about this $30 fee. So where does that stand? Damage control is probably not real effective at this point.
Well, I think it's too late for damage control. I truly think the damage has been done. The waiving of the $30 fee, I'm glad they did do that. It only affects a very small portion of the citizens is the problem. Everybody else, we're all still stuck with these high bills at the worst possible time. But the budget discussions revolved around there last night. There was quite a bit of discussion about the fact that they still have a advertising or promotional budget and whether or not they need that budget since they are in a non-competitive environment now. So that was the majority of their the talk about their budget, about $227 million in the LPNL budget. The majority of that is purchased fuel. And then you've got the remaining, 20-25% that is overhead. So there was quite a bit of discussion about the advertising budget.
Now, relative to the advertising budget, just exactly how much is it and where are they spending that money?
Well, the budget's $650,000, and historically they've always spent that amount, with the exception of last year. That board has realized that they've listened to the public, quite frankly. And last year they had the $650,000 budgeted. They spent, I think, around $240,000 of that budget. A large portion of that $240,000 was contractual, finishing up a contract with Texas Tech that had been in effect for 3 years. So last year I think they did a tremendous job in pulling that advertising budget back, spending only what they had to contractually, and then spending the rest on promotional.
How much are they actually spending over there at Tech?
They're not using the whole budget
at
Tech.
I think last year it was around $125,000 a year in advertising. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know, I guess if I was, you know, Elsie or a Wayland or something like that, I might be, or, you know, I'd be booty hurt.
Do they not have a PR person on staff?
No, they have a public information officer, and he's really not. And here's part of the problem. They took a gentleman that was there previously, moved him into public information, and he's also trying to do two or three other jobs. And there's, as you know, being in the business, there's a big difference between PR and public information.
Yep.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's interesting.
That might be money well spent.
It really could be.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break. Before we go, I just, you know, like to, for the record, say that I'm a little upset that they're not dropping any cash on our show over here. I don't understand that. 744.
Because we talk so nicely about them.
Good morning. It is 747. Tom Collins with Laura Mack and Mayor Glenn Robertson talking about the city council meeting last evening. Many things on the plate there. LPNL was one. You also guys talked with, well, the big thing was LPNL. But you were also talking about stormwater rates and property tax, which both of those are things that are in the current budget that are still being debated because the budget necessarily has not been approved.
No, we don't approve the budget till September. And so
that's going to be September 9?
Correct.
Right, okay.
And there's a lot of discussion, and it's probably more important right now than the discussion we had on LPNL because the rate increase is history. There's not much we can do. We've already made the attempt to solve that problem and didn't get it done. But now we're sitting here looking at putting gasoline on the fire, so to speak, because this budget's calling for a $4 increase per month on stormwater on residents and about a $26 or $28 increase on businesses on top of a 1.23 cent property tax rate increase. And I just don't know any way that we can do that to our citizens after what they just got hit with on their LPNL bill.
Well, let me ask you something. This is one thing that I want to understand. If we have the stormwater rate increase, what's it doing for us?
Well, the problem is, and this is what happens to councils. Previous councils voted to approve some projects. The bonds were issued last year for projects approved the year previous by a different council. The debt comes on this year, so we have to pay for it. The other thing that happened years ago, 2003, 2004, a shell game started going on in this city where they didn't want to be honest about how much they were taxing us. So they started moving stuff into different funds, and they moved street maintenance debt into stormwater. And, you know, there's two problems with that. Number one, you shouldn't be borrowing money to do street maintenance. That ought to be pay as you go because it's not a good long-term asset. The second thing that's wrong with it is it doesn't belong in stormwater. It ought to be in the general fund, but it was politics at its worst. It's there. Our problem is that debt is there, and it has to be paid. And so we're sitting there as a council really struggling with this because there's no room in that stormwater budget. If we don't go up on the rate, we're going to drop the reserves to literally zero, about $250,000 over zero. And they're supposed to be in the $12 to $13 million range. It's a situation that I don't know that we have a good answer for. And quite frankly, this council is going to have to pick the least of evils in that situation. And then in the property tax rate increase, there again, it's a property tax rate increase that was voted on by the voters in 2009.
Okay, let me cut you off there on the property tax thing and rewind back to the stormwater because I had a couple of questions and thoughts about that. On the stormwater thing, is this like the drainage system for the Plylex to keep the water off
yes.
the street? Okay.
Now, because remember when we had the major flooding?
Well, yeah, I had. Okay.
Like that happens
there's
once
been,
every 20
been
years.
There's three major projects in the city of Lubbock. The very first one was 66th and Indiana area. It kind of was the center of it. The second major project was 98th Street when they solved all the problems in Southwest Lubbock. That was done, I think, late 90s, maybe early 2000. And then we have the one that's currently going on, which is Northwest, which starts up at Milwaukee and goes all the way down to, I believe, Clatt Park.
Well, I will tell you this before we go to a break. We will be coming back with Mayor Glenn Robertson, but since they've installed the Playa Lake storm drain system, they've kept the carp out of my gutter. And I very much appreciate
it
that.
It has worked.
752. News Talk 790 KFYO 757 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack on Friday morning. In the house, we got Mayor Glenn Robertson, been talking about LPNL, also stormwater rates, and I guess we'll move on to property tax. The proposed 1.23 cents per hundred, is that correct?
Correct.
So where are we at on that, and what's the discourse? What happened last night?
Well, it quite a bit of discussion between Mr. Hernandez and Mr. Klein about a ordinance that they had passed with a previous council, and about when you issue debt on a voted bonds that it has to go to the tax rate. They had quite a discussion about that. This rate is scheduled to cover the 15 new firefighters that will be added this year as a result of the 2009 bond election and one other project that was bond funded last year as a result of the vote. So there's two schools of thoughts of it. One of it is you never don't go up that tax rate on voter-approved bonds, because then the voters get the idea that they can vote for bond issues that they don't have to pay for. Then the other issue is that where I stand right now is I understand that concept, but this is the worst possible time for us to hit our taxpayers with another tax. It's unconscionable what we did to them last month with their electric rate. And then to start adding insult to injury with more stormwater, more property taxes, it's going to be tough. We don't have a good solution yet.
Yeah. There's one thing that some questions and comments that I have been kind of running through my mind relative, you know, the budget and profits and things like that. We're operating correct at a profit. I mean, we are making a profit.
No, state law says that all municipalities must have a balanced budget.
Okay, let me rephrase that. We are operating where we do have about a $28 million reserve.
Well, that's the LPNL.
LPNL, yes. Okay.
Does the city have a reserve, though?
City has reserves in all of its enterprise funds. We have reserves in water department, wastewater department, all of those types.
Okay, just a final thought. Real quick, what does it take to operate for a month, LPNL?
For a month?
Yeah.
Well, it's a...
Do you know?
No, yeah, it'd be close to $20 million.
For a month?
Well, it's $227 million budget.
Okay, parting thought. This is the predicament we're in. Because as an individual, it's always advisable to have 3 to 6 months operating expense for your family in the bank, ready
to
go.
Or your business.
Or your business. We don't have that.
LPNL needs about a $50 million reserve. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that's crazy. Glenn, thanks for being with us
this
morning. 7:59, Collins and Mack. We'll be back after 8 o'clock this morning. Glad to have you with us.